Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today we work from home, learn from home, and connect with healthcare providers from home more than ever. The pandemic has brought the issue of connectivity into stark relief in South Dakota. A new Reconnect grant from the USDA was just announced this morning in the Black Hills. Today on In the Moment, we talk about the statewide need for service and the ongoing efforts to provide it. We'll also preview an upcoming cybersecurity event. Our guest today is Vernon Brown. He's Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations for SDN Communications. Vernon Brown, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Always great to be with you, Lori.
Well, if we didn't know we all needed to be connected in this state and that we had obstacles and challenges to that connectivity, we sure know now, don't we? What have you learned during this pandemic through SDN Communications about just how vital those services are?
Well, we experienced it here at SDN Communications, where we serve businesses. We're business to business only at SDN. And in those early days in March, the first days of the pandemic, we saw an instant cry out from businesses. We're sending workers home. We need more bandwidth. And so we experienced that at SDN, as did our owner companies. We're owned by the 17 independent telephone companies across the state of South Dakota. They cover 80% of the state's geography. They felt that, too, and have witnessed the growth in broadband services, the demand for capacity that their customers have.
Yeah, and that demand is urgent and can be emergency. You know, this is something that you live and breathe, you know, every day at work. But were even you surprised at some time at just how, you know, how essential those services were for people as people decided, you know, we need to do more and better and faster and right now?
You know, I think we certainly all felt it and recognized it because our companies, other than the essential employees who actually touched the network, went home to work as well. But for our industry, what's really top of mind are those that don't have that connectivity to the internet or don't have reliable or enough connectivity to the internet. So I think over the last 6, 7, 8 months, our industry's really been examining that because they've been reaching out over the last couple of years to really go, you know, over the course of history, they have territories that they serve. Well, they are now edging out of those territories to serve South Dakotans who don't have the broadband that they deserve. And in large part, many of those areas are hard to serve, very rural places in South Dakota outside those 17 companies' territories. And, you know, thanks to Governor Noem's administration, there's been a huge public and private partnership, which is probably the only way we can ever get everyone in South Dakota connected to the internet, which is only going to help our economy in South Dakota for the long term.
Let's talk about some of, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say that public-private investment just in the last 2 years is at $41.5 million. Governor Noem, the last 2 years, has fought in the legislature to get $5 million approved in broadband services to those areas of South Dakota that don't have connectivity to the internet. And then the CARES Act, most recently added another $6.5 million, but the private investment, while the state has put in a total of $16.5 million, the private investment by companies like SDN and its partners is $25 million. So there's some serious money going into it. In our industry, those 17 companies in SDN have put in over $500 million in getting internet to people over the last 5 years. So very quietly, these homegrown companies in South Dakota are working very hard to reach all South Dakotans as much as possible.
You and I have talked about this before on the air, but for people who don't understand, did we just get monumentally behind in doing this kind of work? Is it a new opportunity? Why is this not already done?
Great question. And the answer is, in South Dakota, we are ahead of the curve. If you look at statistics, South Dakotans have better connectivity than many urban-type states, but especially in rural states. And those 17 companies that own SDN, I told you they cover 80% of the geography. They will, by end of 2021, they will have 93% of the homes and businesses in their territories with fiber to the premise, meaning fiber to the home, fiber to the business. And that is really the gateway to the future, because then it's just a matter of turning up bandwidth through equipment. And they will be positioned well, but it's those areas outside of their territory that, and some of them in areas you wouldn't expect, around a circle around Sioux Falls, a circle around Mitchell, a circle around Watertown, a circle around Aberdeen. And our companies serve the rural areas, but they are now edging out to serve some of those areas where there is a dense population, but it's still very expensive to put that fiber in the ground to get to the houses and businesses there.
Very quickly, before we let you go, Vernon, an upcoming cybersecurity conference in just a minute. What can you tell us about that, and who's it for?
You know, this is an event that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce started in Sioux Falls 3 years ago, and SDN has been a sponsor of it. And it is tomorrow, and you can still register at SiouxFallsChamber.com. Some interesting sessions coming up. It runs from 7:30 a.m. to roughly 1 p.m. Things like weaponizing of social media, the broadband expansion that you and I are talking about, when your smart home attacks you. Those are just a couple of the topics. And this is geared very much for businesses of all sizes. So I would encourage IT decision makers, CEOs, business owners, there's something in this session for everyone, and it's a worthwhile seminar. This is year three, and we get good attendance and interesting speakers at this event.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Lori.